Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, Power Word Share number 47. We're going to talk now about judgmental language. When voicing your complaints about someone else's behavior, it's very easy to include judgmental phrases, expressions that subtly or not so subtly condemn the other person. When you condemn someone, you make it more difficult for him to accept what you have to say. You put a label on a person. That's judgmental language. It's a label. It's a psak. And judgmental language makes a person react defensively. So besides being less effective than non-judgmental language, it's unnecessary distress, excess einas dvarim, for no reason. Even if your intention is not to be spiteful, you have personality types. In Enneagram, we're going to talk about it when we discuss the Enneagram. We're going to have a series on that either on Sundays in the Shalom Bayis Shia down the road or separate group, not sure. But certain types, they are prone to this judgmental language, black and white, right and wrong, psak. So here's a judgmental language. You waste so much money. Stop being so frivolous. Non-judgmental language would be, I think you're spending more money than necessary. Now let's see if we can look for ways to be more economical. Here's another example. Judgmental language. You act like a slob. Non-judgmental language. I would appreciate it if you would put away your things where they belong. People downplay this. They make fun of this concept. They say, what are you beating around the bush for? If he's a slob, tell him he's a slob. You know, people think it's either cool or they think it's being brave or it's being like, I have stolz, I am assertive, I build myself up by not pulling punches and just telling the guy he's a slob instead of going around the bush, but not indirectly. This is a direct thing. I would appreciate it if you put your things away where they belong. You see, but it depends who you admire in life. You admire someone like Rav Pam, like Rav Steinman, like Rav Chaim. You admire people like that, Rav Moshe. You admire people like that, the Rachman Tzivka Rebbe. To talk in a non-judgmental way, even when you want to hint to something or tell about something that needs work, that is the healthy way for a yid. Avoid judgmental language. Another thing we're going to talk about now is when people knocking people down to make yourself feel good. This is a little different. Before we were talking about being happy about when someone is down because you're upset at them or you're bearing a grudge. This is a little different. Some people try to build themselves up by verbally knocking the other person down. For example, if there's someone that is well-known for their accomplishments and their talents, and the more well-known they are, the better they feel about insulting them in some manner. It makes them feel that they are better than he is. Someone's a well-known chazan with a beautiful voice, or a singer, or a big lamdan that is above you, or some Rebbe that had more hatzlacha than you had, or someone that, for some reason, people show up to his shiurim, and less so by your shiurim, or whatever the case may be, knocking people down to feel good about yourself. So if you say something like this, even though others might like the way you do something, I don't feel that you're good at what you do. If you say to something like that, what you're saying is that the critic has a higher standard than most people. You're being a judge of a well-known person, which gives you a false feeling of superiority. A person who does this needs to realize his own accomplishments do count, whatever it is, and knocking somebody else does not lower you. Everyone has a tafkid and everyone has value. You could make the best of yourself. You can't be someone else. You're not supposed to be somebody else. Hashem does not want you to be somebody else. He wants you to be the best you can be. To be the best you can be, You don't have to knock somebody else who's trying to be the best they could be, whether you think it's a higher level or a lower level than yourself. It's irrelevant. Anyone can criticize. Anyone can find something negative to say about what someone has done. It's the easiest thing in the world. It takes more talent and more ability to accomplish and create something positive within yourself. Very often, complainers sit on the sideline and kvetch, but they do nothing about their own lives. And a lot of people knock other people to feel good about themselves when they themselves are not really participating in life. They're kvetching. And it's a mida that needs to be uprooted. Another thing that's extremely toxic, which we mentioned, labeling others, or self-labels for that matter. But let's first talk about labeling others. Attaching a label to someone has a negative connotation, and it's a violation of einos dvarim, of causing pain with words. If someone's trying to help another improve his character or her character, sometimes you need to show them that they have a negative mida that they need to overcome. But don't tell a person as a put-down, you're obsessively compulsive, it's amazing how hysterical you are, how histrionic you could be, or how angry you could become. So unless the person is coming to you for advice on his personality and said, I really need to hear this, and that is the purpose of it, and he or she told you, I need to hear this, let me know honestly, unless they told you that befavish, these comments are counterproductive. An even stronger negative comment is to say to someone who has a little fault, you're full of self-hate. You know, it's just like a label like that. If a person's insecure and has a lot of doubts, that type of comment can cause a lot of anxiety. So don't put negative labels on people. It creates anxiety in people. One major problem of giving someone a negative label is that a person giving the label almost wishes for that negative label to be fulfilled to prove that they're not making a mistake. You do label someone negatively and then you quell, you're happy. You see, I was on the ball. I knew it. And you're happy that you're right about that negativity. Conversely, if you would see others with in a positive light and act positive towards them, you'll bring out their positive qualities. I see that good in him and I'm going to bring it out. That motivates you to bring it out. So there are positive sounding labels also that can cause irritation. You call someone a tzaddik, it may seem like praise. Some people may be annoyed at that. What are you calling me that for? Or some people call a person a tzaddik sarcastically, like a shtuch, as a more negative sounding label. You tell a grouch about a grouchy person to his face, someone that's really always negative, a kvetcher, or you tell it to someone else, oy, I see how he's makabal, he's makayim the Pirkei Avos of a makabalist kol adam b'sever panim yafes. Very sarcastic, twisted. You know what you're saying. The words sound beautiful, but that is einos dvarim, that is lashon hara gomer. Chavetz Chaim brings in the Sefer examples of this. Don't insult a person that's very late. Lateness, by the way, is a chronic problem. Not being careful with zman. Should have separate discussions in Musser or whatever it is on how to rectify that situation. But even if someone is like that, if someone's late for an appointment or a meeting, it can be very distressing for that person if they're detained. Sometimes it's through no fault of their own. And even if it was late due to a general lack of punctuality, don't be over in Noas Devarim by insulting him. You're late. What's the matter with you? Can't you tell time? Instead, say, I'm glad you came, but I appreciate if you'd be more punctual in the future. Again, it's not about being a shmata and disregarding true things that you have to tell somebody else. You could say, I would appreciate if you're more punctual. But you could say it in a nice way. And if you have friends that are consistently late, try to think of positive approaches to motivate the person to come on time. So again, to review what we discussed, avoid judgmental language. Don't knock people down to feel good about yourself. And don't label others. And by the way, self-labels are also terrible. You believe, you call yourself a schmuck, you call yourself a loser. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy. In Shalom Bayis, it's not a good thing either. We talked about that in those shiurim. You're constantly knock yourself to your husband or wife, even if they're wonderful and they build you up, sooner or later it'll be draining for them. Sooner or later they'll actually believe what you're telling them. If you constantly tell them you're a loser, they'll start thinking in their head subconsciously that you're a loser, even though they're trying to convince you otherwise and giving you chizik. You have to talk with a respect to yourself, even when you have things that you need to correct. You don't knock yourself as a person. I'm a good person that's struggling with a little bit of anger. I'm a good person that's struggling with a little bit of jealousy. I am generally a responsible person, but I struggle with lateness or keeping a schedule. You're not knocking yourself as a person, just identifying the negative behavior that you need to correct. That is healthier than self-labels that stick to you, and then you feel you're stuck with it and you spiral down. Don't label yourself in a negative way. Bracha natzlacha.